Okay, fine. So today we are starting our last major topic for the summer kollel, which is the going to be the issur of schita. So we're moving over now to Perek Chavis, towards the end of the Mesachta. We're going to learn up the issur of schita mitzvah for the rest of the week. Maybe over lunch today you guys can have an icebreaker to discuss if you want to share tomorrow. Although I am a little bit curious why we're still calling them icebreakers 4 weeks in. Maybe teamwork builders, I don't know, you know?
if once we left, one might understand as to why we still call them icebreakers.
Fine. Anyways. be that as it may, so over the next teamwork builder, you guys can discuss that. Fine. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. The Mishnah on Kuf Mem Gimel Beis tells us that there is an isser to squeeze out fruits for their juice on Shabbos. You cannot squeeze out fruits for their juice on Shabbos. Why is this prohibited? So Rashi there on Kuf Mem Gimel Beis tells us, and the Rambam also tells us, that the issue is a tolda of dash. That what's the av malacha of dash? What's the premise of malachas dash? We've been explaining it's about removing ochel from its connection to psolas. When two things are connected, you have ochel that's connected to psolas, and I want to separate the ochel from the psolas. They're connected, and I break that connection. That's the premise of dash. Well, when I squeeze a fruit for its juice, what I'm doing is I'm extracting the juice from the fruit. I'm removing the juice from its connection to the fruit. That fits the premise of dash. It's a tolda of dash. That's what Rashi there tells us, and the Rambam tells us. Fine. Now, moving over to the Gemara on Kof Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara there expands our horizons on the Isser of Schita, because the Gemara there brings Rav, who tells us the following din. Rav says, don't plug up the mouth of a certain jug with a cloth, because we're concerned it's going to lead to Schita, that if the, let's say the jug has moisture in it, you put this cloth into this jug, it's going to absorb the moisture, you're going to squeeze it out, that is a concern for Schita. So what do we see from this Gemara? That Shechita is not limited to squeezing fruits. It also applies to squeezing a cloth. So taking a step back, putting it all together, what we see from these two marmakomos is that any activity of squeezing a juice from the substance in which it's absorbed is potentially an isser of Shechita. Whether you're squeezing a fruit, whether you're squeezing a cloth, anytime you squeeze a liquid out of a substance in which it's absorbed, that is a potential isser of schita. Fine. Now, before we continue, there's a crucial Rabbeinu Tam that's brought by many Rishonim, but we'll call it the Ran on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph Bedape Arif, who's just going to clarify for us the general category, the general scope of the isser of schita. Rabbeinu Tam points out that there really are two different malachos that can be violated when you do an activity of schita on Shabbos, two different malachas potentially. Malacha number one is the malacha of dash. As we're pointing out, you know, removing olcha from its connection to psolas, when I squeeze a fruit, I'm extracting the juice from the fruit. So that's potentially an issue of malachas dash. But says Rabbeinu Tam, there's another malacha that could also be violated when you squeeze out a liquid, and that is the malacha of malabin. Malabin is the malacha of cleaning. If you clean an absorbent material, a cloth or some type of material that's absorbent, so that's potentially an issue of malabin. So says Rabbeinu Tam that if you wring out a cloth and you wring it out of a liquid that can cleanse, that can also be subject to the malacha of malabin. So those are the two forms of the isser schita. There's the schita of dash, which is really what we're focusing on, but there is also a schita of malabin, the schita of malabin being limited to squeezing it out of materials, absorbent materials. You know, squeezing a fruit is not malabin. It has to be some type of material like a cloth. And it has to be a liquid that can cleanse. If you squeeze a cleansing liquid from a cloth, so that also could be an issue of malabin. But as I say, for the most part, we're focusing on the issue of dash. And if we get to some of the halacha l'maisa cases, depending on how the icebreaker goes, so we'll see that we'll bring up malabin if we need to, just to maneuver some of the shilas that come up. Fine. Okay. Now, there are three basic gemaros in Perek Chavis that tell us the basic rules for the Isser of Schito as pertaining to fruits. In terms of squeezing out fruits for their juice, there are three basic Gemaras that give us the basic rules for the Isra Shechita. So let's go through the three Gemaras. Gemara number one is at the bottom of Kuf Mem Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara at the bottom of Kuf Mem Hei Amid Aleph tells us that Dvar Torah Mida Araisa, the Isra Shechita only applies to two fruits, Zesim Va'anovim. Rav and Tana Devi Menashia teach us that Mida Araisa, the Isra Shechita only applies to squeezing out olives and grapes. It doesn't apply to other types of fruits. So that is Gemara number one. Okay. Gemara number two is the previous Gemara there on Kuf Mem Hei Amid Aleph. The Gemara there right before that bottom halacha, the Gemara there right beforehand on Kuf Mem Hei Amid Aleph, brings up the issue of kvashim and shlakos. What are kvashim and shlakos? So kvashim are pickled vegetables. If you take a raw cucumber and you pickle it, so that would be kvashim, pickled vegetables. Shlakos are boiled vegetables. If you cook something in liquid, if you cook vegetables in liquid, so that is shlakos. Those are boiled vegetables. The question becomes, if you squeeze kvashim and shlakos, these pickled and these boiled vegetables for their juice, what is the halacha in terms of shechita? What's the halachic perspective in that situation? So this is machlokes between Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochanan. Starting with Rav and Shmuel, so Rav and Shmuel both say that there's no Isser D'Oraisa involved. If you squeeze kvashim and shlakos, you're not going to have an Isser D'Oraisa. If anything, there'll be an Isser D'Rabbanan. They have a machlokas there when there may be a D'Rabbanan. But mid D'Oraisa, there's no D'Oraisa for squeezing kvashim and shlakos. That's the shita of Rav and Shmuel. Whereas Rav Yochanan argues, Rav Yochanan says that not only is there an Isser D'Oraisa for squeezing out olive and grapes, but kvashim and shlakos are also asur midaraisa. You squeeze out the pickles and the boiled vegetables for their liquid, that's going to be an isur daraisa. So Rabbi Yochanan now, in Gemara number 2, is extending the isur daraisa to kvashim and shlakos. Yeah.
So, they
have a machlokas there, which one's the rabbanon. Rav says only one. Only kvashim, Shmuel says both are the rabbanon. But for now, we want the daraisas, because the daraisas are always the principles. But yeah. So on a deraisa level, Rav and Shmuel say that it's mutter, and the Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's asur mideraisa. Okay, that's Gemara number 2. Yeah.
Just in the pashas of grapes and olives is what? Because in the Mishkan.
Wait, that's the whole shiur today is to figure that out. So we'll get there. Okay. Fine. Moving over to Gemara number 3. These are just the facts. I'm offended. moving over to Gemara number 3. So moving over to Gemara number 3. The third Gemara is the Gemara on Kuf Mem Dalad Madalf to Kuf Mem Dalad Amabez. The Gemara there tells us a few last halachas that are going to finish off our the general ABC rules of Hilchas Shechita L'Inyan Peros. The Gemara there brings up Rimonim. What's the halacha if you squeeze out a pomegranate for its juice? And there's also a Gemara on Kuf Mem Gimel Amabez, which brings up tutim. Tutim are berries, so they really go hand in hand. Tutim v'rimonim, berries and pomegranates. What's the halacha squeezing tutim v'rimonim on Shabbos? Mara says it's aser, brings a brice that it's aser, and Pasha says an isser derabanan. There's going to be an isser derabanan for squeezing tutim v'rimonim. Why was this aser by the rabanan? So the Rashba and the Beis Yosef tell us, because since these are squeezed on a once-in-a-while basis, so Chazal prohibited it mid the rabanan, lest you come to violate the deraisa. If we let you squeeze tutim v'rimonim, it's a slippery slope. You'll come to squeeze grapes and olives, and so we prohibited it midirabanan. That's our third halacha. There's an issur derabanan by tutim v'rimonim. As Yair had pointed out, they're also by kvashim and shlakos. There may be some derabanans there as well, but that's like not as common for our purposes. Fine, but tutim v'rimonim is derabanan. And just to finish it off, the Braisa there tells us on Kuf Mem Dalad Amud Beis that what about Figin, Frishin, and Uzradin, which are translated as plums, quinces, and sorb apples. What's the halacha with these three types of fruits? It is mutter lechatchila. There's no issa derabanan, certainly no deraisa. It's perfectly permissible to squeeze these types of fruits because they're not grapes and olives. There's no deraisa. And they're not even squeezed on a once-in-a-while basis. We didn't answer it with derabanan. Therefore, it's mutter lechatchila. So these are the three basic gemaras in Perek Chavis, the ABC rules for Hilchos Shechita. Gemara number one, grapes and olives are deraisa. Gemara number 2, kvashim and shlakos is a machlokus tamaraim, if that's also deraisa or not. Gemara number 3, there's an issur derabanan on fruits that are squeezed in a once in a while basis. So tutim v'rimonim are asur mid derabanan. Everything else is mutter. Yeah.
Where do we see
where do I see it from the Gemara, you mean? Or yeah. Gemara says that Rimonim is Aser, which is the Rabbanan, and it says Fig and Frish and Mizra, the Marmutter. You're asking maybe it's the Raisa?
Yeah.
So I said Pashas. Pashas is the Rabbanan. I mean, we'll have to go through the Shitas, but Pashas is the Rabbanan. Let me just make a very important disclaimer, based on Yair's point, which is a very good point, that there are a lot of variations in the whole sugya of Shita. You can find a Shita that says just about anything. So we're just giving the mainstream approach to the sugya. It's hard to take a chrayas on every last permutation. So if you're asking maybe they should be the Raisa, it could be there's a sheet out there that says that, but I'm just giving a mainstream, highway approach to the sugya of Shechita. Yeah.
Yeah, just based on that, I would say Pashas seems D'oraisa by Rimonim.
Okay, fine. It's a 2-on-1 here. Okay. So let's go through. let's go through the. If it's D'oraisa, it'll be a told of Dash. So let's ask the question. Well, Zeisim and Anavim are the Tolda. Whatever is Deraisa is the Tolda. So if Zeisim and Anavim are Deraisa, that's a Tolda. Whenever we say there's a Deraisa, that means it's a Tolda. Whenever it's the Rabbanan, it means it's really Mutter, but Chazal answered it mid Rabbanan. Fine. Okay, any last questions before we... Okay. Fine. So now the question becomes, what is the Koveya of the Isser Deraisa? We're seeing that this Isser Deraisa is only applying in very specific cases, applies to olives and grapes, maybe kvashim and chalakos, and Yair is trying to argue pomegranates, but even if it was, Yair is not saying it by palms, quinces, and torb apples, so clearly the deraisa is limited. So the question is, what's the koveya of the deraisa, and at what point does it become derabanan or mutter? That's the real question of the sogya. So we're going to have two basic approaches in the sogya for how to explain where the issur deraisa of shechita applies, and at what point is no longer the Raisa and either the Rabbanan or Mutter. Our first approach will be the Shita of Tosas Rid and Rashi, and the second approach will be the approach of the Ran. Okay. So let's start with Shita number one, the Tosas Rid and Rashi. The Tosas Rid and Rashi, if you went through them, tell us that the defining factor that determines where the Raisa applies is normalcy. The question is Urchayu. Is it normal to squeeze this fruit for its juice? Is it abnormal to squeeze this fruit for its juice? When it comes to grapes and olives, it is normal to squeeze these fruits for their juice. Oil, wine, these are done all the time. Therefore, it is asar midaraisa. When it comes to pomegranates and other types of fruits, quinces, swerve apples, etc., it's not considered to be normal. It's lav or chayu, Rashi says. And so therefore, it is excluded from the daraisa. And if anything, it's the Rabbanan, or it's going to be perfectly permissible because it is abnormal. That is the approach of Tosas Rid and Rashi. The Koveya is normalcy. So Zeisim Vanovim is normal. And all the types of fruits are abnormal. Therefore, they are not subject to the Isser Deraisa. Now, working with this first approach, the Nishmas Adam points out that we can also understand Kvashim and Shlakos now. We saw that Yochanan had said that there's also an Isser Deraisa to squeeze out the pickles and the boiled vegetables on Shabbos. Why is that Aser Midaraisa, says the Nishmas Adam? Because that's also going to be normal. It's going to be normal to squeeze out, and in their society it was normal to squeeze out the Kvashim and Shlakos for their Jews. Since it's normal, that is Aser Midaraisa. And the truth of the matter is, says the Nishmas Adam, if you take a careful look at Rashi by Rav and Shmuel, even Rav and Shmuel in principle agree that it could have been Aser Midaraisa. It could have been Aser Midaraisa if you squeeze out Kvashim and Shlakos. It just happens to be that there's an external reason why it's not going to be deraisa. So hopefully we'll get to that at the end of the week, why they don't answer it with deraisa. But in principle, if not for the technical reason that Rashi points out, even Rav and Shmuel would have agreed it's deraisa because it is normal. So that is Shita number one, Rashi and the Tosas Rid. The Koveya for the Isser deraisa is normalcy. Yeah.
So, I can't help but think olives and grapes are normal in the agricultural society of Eretz Yisrael. That's the bigger things that...
You're saying when we say normal, do we mean like the whole entire world, or do we mean like...
But I'm saying that, back to my original question, if it's the Mishkan idea of why olives and grapes, perhaps those things are libations and, all the carbonos and menachos and all that has oil and stuff like that. But what you're saying, it could be very broad. It doesn't say, you know, Zisim and other Mechule, except, you know.
So listen again. So Pashas, we're assuming in the Mishkan, we're assuming for now there's a Reb Haigon, but Pashas based on Rashi Shita, in the Mishkan, there was no actual Shita. That's the an Av Malacha of, you know, there's no Av Malacha of Shita in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they did Dash, they threshed, they were separating the kernels from the chaff. But the premise of Dash, which was separating kernels from chaff, teaches us that Shita is also Deraisa, as a Tolda, because you're removing the juice from the food. You're extracting the juice from the food. It's the same basic premise. That's how we're carrying it over. And now we're trying to figure out, so where does Yisra Shechita apply? It says Rashi by normalcy, when it comes to normal activities, which if you want to root that in the Mishkan, yeah, in the Mishkan they did a normal act of separating. They separated the kernels from the chaff. That's a normal thing to do. So Shechita has to be a normal act of squeezing. You have to extract, you know, from a normal fruit. If it's not normal, it doesn't fit the format of the Malacha. We call it Tzuras HaMalacha. It's not the Tzuras HaMalacha. It's not the format of Dash. And therefore, it's just excluded from the Malacha. That's the simple explanation. So I'm taking what you're saying. I'm just rooting it in. Yeah, it'll come back to the Mishkan, and therefore, it's not a Malacha. Yeah, Hananiah.
What about the Tzad of Rashi that says that Shechita doesn't apply to something in where the liquid is not part of?
Yeah. So okay. So I referenced that without saying that because we're gonna
is
hopefully.
Is that the same thing as Lav Orchehu?
No. So Rashi there is saying in Rav and Shmuel that really, it should have been an issue of Shechita by Kfashim and Shlakos, because it's normal, so it should have been Aser. Why is it not Aser? So Rashi says, because it's not naturally, the liquid is not naturally present, it's an external liquid that was absorbed in, and Rashi said that somehow Rav and Shmuel felt that takes that out of Shechita. So that's why I'm leaving that on the side for now. Hopefully at the end of the week we'll get there. It's going to have major ramifications of the Halacha, but for now, that's a technicality. If not for that reason, it would have been Deraisa. Why would it have been Deraisa? Because it's normal.
Based on how you're being Masber Tosfos written Rashi, would you say that they would say oranges and...
Okay, so we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Okay. Shalom. Everyone is still very, you know... Okay. He did that in your day also, right?
I wasn't in a shit.
Okay, fine. Fine, so let's move over now. Shitan, Yair.
What does Rashi, the Tosfos, do about pomegranates?
So it's not considered to be normal, apparently. So it's the Rabbanan, meaning, it's done on a once-in-a-while basis. Once-in-a-while basis, meaning it's not normal to the point of being Deraisa, but it's done on a once-in-a-while basis, so we asked it mid the Rabbanan. Good question. Fine. Shita number two is now going to be the Shita of the Ran. The Ran is going to have a different approach to the Deraisa of Shechita, which is going to have very interesting nafkaminas lahalacha. Okay, the Ran says like this. He says that what distinguishes grapes and olives from other types of fruits, like let's say pomegranates, is how halacha looks at the juice of these fruits. When it comes to the juice of grapes and olives, that juice has the status of a liquid. It's called a mashke in halacha. It has the status of a liquid, and therefore that's going to be subject to Shechita, for reasons we'll have to explain. When it comes to other types of juices, let's say pomegranate juice, doesn't have the status of a liquid, it's not a legal mashke, and therefore it's not subject to Shechita when you squeeze it out. That is what the Ran says in the Mar Makomos. Tzeis HaManovim is a mashke, it's a liquid, other types of fruits are not a liquid, and that's Koveya de Doraisa. The question becomes, so what's Taka the Pshat? Why is it only when you squeeze out a liquid is it Doraisa? How come when you squeeze other types of juices that aren't a liquid, there's no deraisa? So I put on the Maram Komos a Shulchan Aruch Harav, who is going along the lines of this Ran, and he just finishes off the sheet. He explains to us what's the lumdus behind this whole sheet here. He says like this. He says that, as we're always emphasizing, so the basic premise of Dash is removing Ochel from its connection to Psolas. We have Ochel and Psolas that are connected, and I break that connection. That's the basic premise of Melechus Dash. And so, in its essence, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, what's the real essential quality of Melechus Dash? It's where two different substances are attached, and you break that connection, you remove one substance from its connection to a different substance. That's the basic premise of Melechus Dash. That is what the Shulchan Aruch Rav says. So therefore, he says like this. When it comes to grapes and olives, when I squeeze out grapes and olives for their juice, since the juice has the status of a liquid, when I juice these fruits, I'm removing a liquid from a solid. I'm taking out a liquid from a solid, one substance from another substance. That violates Melaches Dash. But when it comes to other types of fruits, pomegranates, where I'm squeezing the pomegranates and I'm juicing the pomegranates, even though, you know, in chemical terms, we call that juice a liquid, but Alpidin is not called the legal liquid. Alpidin, it's called just mushed up pomegranate. You know, the pomegranate was just mushed up, and it's not called a liquid being removed from the solid. So it's as if you're just cutting the pomegranate in half. Imagine if you just go over to an apple and you cut it in half. Is that Melaches Dash? You just cut something in half? No, Dash is when you remove one substance from another substance. If you have two different substances and you break that connection, that's Melaches Dash. But if you just cut one substance in half, that's not Dash. So when I squeeze out a pomegranate, since the juice is not called the liquid, it's not pshat that I'm removing a liquid from a solid. It's pshat that I'm cutting the pomegranate in half. I'm just mushing it up. It's exuding some of its own substance. There's mushed up pomegranate that's being pushed out. I'm cutting it in half. That is not Melaches Dash. So this is now the shita of the Ran. What's the koveya of the Isser Deraisa of Shchita? The koveya is if you have a Shem Mashke, if the juice has the status of a liquid, so then when you squeeze it out, you're extracting a liquid from a solid, that is Melaches Dash. But if you squeeze something out and Alpidin, it's not called a liquid, so Alpidin is like you're cutting it in half. I'm cutting the apple in half, I'm cutting the pomegranate in half, I'm just squeezing it, it's mushing up, that's not Melaches Dash, because Dash has to be removing one substance from another. Okay. Yeah.
So the Gemara on Kuf Mem Gimel uses the word Lahotzi Mehen Mashkin. Is the Gemara using that term to mean literally Mashkin?
Yeah. So you have to go back to the Gemara now. You have to be careful. Is the Gemara talking legally or just in Mitzias? So, in Achrami. So.
So what's the Gemara they're talking about?
So it depends on which stage of the Gemara you're at. Depends on what type of fruit you're talking about. And if you're talking about grapes and olives, that's a legal Mashkin. But if it's other types of fruits, you know, chemically, it's
not so much of a Kiddush. He was just being didactic in the words of the Gemara.
It could be. But I mean, I'm not going to tell you, you're not going to see the word mashka said in reference to May Peros. But he's saying, legally speaking, it's not called the legal liquid. Yeah.
This might be out of the parameters of the shiur.
Okay.
But
share.
And this lecture. What is the pshat, though, that, like, Mahesh Tasty, these are liquids. I understand what you're saying.
That is a very good question.
So it's got to be, it has to be Mishkan.
Okay, so you're saying what makes grapes and olives a legal liquid? So I was really trying to pull a fast one on you guys, but Miles is calling me out on it. So what makes grapes and olives a legal liquid? This is a very serious question. The Prima Gaudim indicates it's based on the Zion Mashkin, that we know that there are seven legal liquids, like in Hilchos Tumah. So, you know, you can get extra cake if you know all seven by heart. But there's seven legal liquids. What? Okay, yeah, exactly, good, yeah, whatever. Milk, blood, water, etc., yeah. Fine. Anyways, so there's seven legal liquids. Wine and oil are two of the seven legal liquids, so that could be one shot. If you look at the Lashon of the Ran, so he has a Lashon where he talks about the fact that grapes and olives are omed for shchita, that they're in a certain sense, wine and oil are the ideal form, are the ultimate form of grapes and olives. The wine and oil have a much greater chashivas than grapes and olives. It's meant. It was Hashem made this bria where the ultimate form of grapes and olives is wine and oil. It's a much more prominent, significant state than its original state. So that could be another pshat. So that's a very good question. It's going to have an afkminas lalacha. But why is it that grapes and olives have the status of a liquid? Either like the Prima Gaudim is saying, because they're just the seven liquids, or the Ran has a Lashon where it sounds like he's saying that the grapes and olives, you know, it could be based on societal norms or whatever it is, but there's something particularly chashuv about wine and oil as opposed to olives and grapes. The olives and grapes, the ultimate form of olives and grapes is wine and oil. It's a much more significant state than the fruit, and so therefore it's called the liquid. But yeah.
I see what you're saying. Isn't there a Gemara, I think in Brachos, that talks about olive and oil?
So we have to be very careful. We're going to have to, you know, we're going to branch out slowly from Shabbos to other areas of Halacha. But right now we're in Hilchos Shabbos, so
that would be a riot if you're saying no?
Could be. Yep, we have to start conservative. Right now we're in Hilchos Shabbos. We're going to branch out slowly. Fine. Now, working with approach number two, so we move over now to Kfashim and Shlakos. Rabbi Yochanan told us that there's an Isser Deraisa for squeezing out a pickle on Shabbos. If you squeeze out a pickle or boiled vegetables, that's Asr Mid Deraisa. Well, why is that Asr Mid Deraisa if the cucumber juice it's not a legal liquid. The cucumber juice doesn't have a shem mashke. So why is it asr deraisa to squeeze out kvashim and shlokos according to the Ran? So anyone want to try to finish off the sheet of the Ran here? How the Ran explained the isr deraisa of kvashim and shlokos, cucumber juice, I'm squeezing out cucumber, the juice is not called a mashke. So working with that assumption, why is it an isr deraisa for squeezing out kvashim and shlokos? Yeah. Good, good. So that's exactly what the Achronim say. Excellent. Yaakov, right? Okay, fine. What the Achronim say is that although it's true that the juice, the pickle, the cucumber juice in and for itself is not a liquid, but when you pickle it or boil it, so you're soaking it in water. You're soaking it in some type of substance that is a liquid. The Prima Gaudium says it would be water, let's say. The water with some extra spicing or maybe vinegar, whatever it is. It's going to be some kind of substance that has a shem mashke. So when that substance goes into the cucumber, goes into the vegetables that are being boiled, that has a shem mashke. When you then squeeze out the cucumber, aside from the cucumber juice itself, you're also squeezing out this water. You're separating the water from the cucumber. You're squeezing out a liquid from the solid. That's going to violate melechus chita midaraisa. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that the reason there's an isra deraisa by kvashim and shlakos is on account of that liquid that went in. There's a liquid that had a shem mashka that went in. When you then squeeze it out, you're squeezing out that liquid. You're removing a liquid from a solid. That violates melechus chita midaraisa. Yeah.
How does that work with either of the two ways that we just understood what's considered a kvashim mashka?
So according to the Prima Gaudium, it's easy. One of the seven mashkim is water. So he says that
water?
He says the case is water. That's what he says. Adrasha says vinegar, but that would also be a mashke.
Water, isn't
it's vinegar. Yeah, so vinegar would also be a liquid. It's a variation of wine. Yeah.
It fits right into the way you said the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah. So I'm saying, so if we... Prima Gaudium says, he says water. It's the beginning of Shin Chav. In Hakdama Shin Chav, he says the Zayin Mashkim. He's working with Zayin Mashkim. That's what makes it a liquid. And he says water. In this case, he says water is being boiled in water. Or he seems to be saying water by kvashim, but even if it wouldn't be water, vinegar is a variation on wine, so that would also pashas be considered to be a liquid.
Then according to the other tzad,
according to the Ran about the chashivas for it. So again, water is definitely—I mean, water is liquid. That's
no, but the other way that Rabbi explained it was
the ultimate form of grapes
the
is
ultimate,
yeah. So that's when it comes to juices, but water is automatically a liquid, meaning it's just inherently liquid. That would be fair to say, yeah.
Who says the answer?
Okay, so there's a Magen Avraham and a Ber Halacha. They don't officially quote the Ran, but they just say this word. They just on the halacha of kvashim and shlakos, they say, why is there potentially an isra deraisa? Because since a mashka went in, you're squeezing out a mashka. So I just elaborated, meaning since the water has a shem mashka and it went in, when you squeeze out, you're squeezing out a liquid. Now, finishing off the shita of the Ran, so now we explain the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the reason that there's a deraisa for squeezing out the kvashim and shlakos is because since a liquid went in, you're squeezing out a liquid. The question is, so now what's the shita of Rav and Shmuel? Rav and Shmuel are saying that there's no din deraisa for squeezing out kvashim and shlakos. But wait a second, we just said that let's assume you're boiling it in water, you're boiling vegetables in water, the water went in, I'm squeezing out water, so why is that not shita deraisa? I'm removing a liquid from a solid. So what's the pshat in the Rav and Shmuel according to the Ran? Yeah.
It's not water.
I mean, we're gonna assume water is a mashke. So.
It's not the water is mashke. It's not the you cause that to happen later. The original.
Again, meaning again, I soak it in water. I cook it in water. Water goes in, and now I squeeze it. Good. That's what the Nishmas Adam says. So the Nishmas Adam says that the give him a pound the back. The Nishmas Adam says that to finish off the Ran, Rav and Shmuel are going to say, well, it's true that you soaked it in liquid, in water, let's say, and water is a mashke, but when it goes in, it's batel to the fruit. It becomes viewed as, it integrates in, it's subordinate to the fruit, and now it becomes part of the fruit itself. And so just like the cucumber juice is not a liquid, so to the water that got absorbed in, loses its status as a liquid. So when I then squeeze it out, I'm no longer squeezing out water, on squeezing out cucumber juice. Cucumber juice is not a liquid. So that all completes shita number 2. Our second approach is the shita of the Ran. The Ran is saying, what's the koveya of the Isra Deraisa? It's the Shem Mashka. When you squeeze something out that has the status of a liquid, it's Asir Deraisa. If it doesn't have the status of a liquid, it's not Asir Deraisa. When it comes to grapes and olives, wine and oil are definitely Deraisa, whatever the exact shot is. Let's say they're part of the seven liquids. So therefore, that's removing a liquid from a solid is Deraisa. By pomegranates, that's definitely not a liquid. So therefore, you're just cutting a pomegranate in half. You're not removing a liquid from a solid, you're just cutting it in half. That's not Deraisa. By kvashim and shlakos, so we're saying that on the one hand, the water went in, and I'm squeezing out water, but maybe it should be bottled to the fruit. So Rav and Shmuel say that it's bottled to the fruit, and so it loses its status as a mashka, so it's not Deraisa. Rabbi Yochanan says it's not bottled to the fruit, and so when I squeeze it out, it is going to be squeezing out a liquid from a solid, and that is going to be Asar Midaraisa. So with that, we concluded our two basic shittas now in today's sugya. Let's just chazer the shittas, and then we'll stop for questions. We're asking, what's the koveya of the Deraisa? We went to the three gemaras, the basic rules of Hilchas Shita. What's the koveya of the Deraisa? Shita number one, Rashi and Tosafot say it's about normalcy. Grapes and olives are normal. Kvashim and shlakos are normal. Other things are not called normal. That's shita number one. Shita number two is the Ran. It's about having a Shem Mashke. Is it considered to be a legal liquid? Wine and oil are legal liquids. Pomegranate juice, other things are not legal liquids. Kvashim and shlakos is this interesting case where water went in and you squeezed it out. Should that be called batel? Is it not batel? Yeah.
So the case that the Gemara gave of rubber with the barrel, like why? What chashash is there at the end of the day?
Okay, so careful. One second. If I squeeze out, let's say I squeeze out a cloth. So I'm doing skita.
You're doing skita from what? A cloth? Are we saying that the juice became subordinate?
Okay. Okay. Fine. So that's the mirror. We're going to discuss that tomorrow. The next year we'll be discussing this issue. So I'm being very careful today. Officially, we're discussing today the rule of schita as it plays out in fruits. We're discussing squeezing fruits, and we're setting down the basic principles of fruits. We have to branch out into cloths and other types of materials. So that's a variation on schita. But so for now, it's a good question. You have to see how the principles we set up now play out in that case. Fine. Any other questions? Let's check the time here. Let's discuss on the two nafkaminas in this machlokas, which I want to get to. Nafkamina number one is a major nafkamina la'alacha, and that is as follows. The poskim want to know, which this is the issue Miles brought up before, how the Isra Deraisa of Schita plays out nowadays. See, you know, back in the day, Chazal and Perek Chavis gave us the basic rules for the Isra Deraisa of Schita, that grapes and olives are Deraisa, Kvashim and Shlakos maybe Deraisa, and everything else is not Midoraisa. That's the mainstream approach in Perek Chavis, that there are a select few that, you know, Isra Deraisa of Schitas, everything else is not Deraisa, at best it's the Rabbanan or Mutter. The question is, nowadays, that the societal norms have changed, is the Isra Schita going to change? Nowadays, it's very normal to squeeze orange and apples for orange juice and apple juice. And if you go into a health food store, you'll find carrot juice and mango juice and all those other interesting juices. So it's definitely much more normal to squeeze out other fruits for their juices. Is the Isra Deraisa going to change nowadays? That has major ramifications. We need like a Rav Sanctuary Klali on the Nafkaminas between the Deraisas and the Rabbanans on Hilcha Shabbos, but there are big time Nafkaminas about Emir La'akum, things like that. If it's Deraisa, we're much more Machmir. For the Rabbanans, we're much more Mekel. Is it Deraisa, the Rabbanans to squeeze out apples, oranges, grapefruits, things like that nowadays? So, anyone want to give an analysis of this Shaila? You be the Posek. Anyone want to Paskin? Okay, that's the Shita. That's Rav Yashav Shita. Why do you want to say your Chayiv?
And
according to Rashi and according to everybody.
Yeah.
Why do you want to
say? Nowadays it's more fated to do so.
Okay, and according to the Ran?
According to the Ran, I'm going to say that the Ran would say also because he would also be. We'd be motivated to the fact that what's called a mashka is something that's regular to be called a mashka.
Okay.
Now, the reason why is because we saw in the Gemara that the Bnei Menachia, Menachem, they would squeeze out the Rimonim because to them it was regular that's what they would drink.
Right, but Pashas has a Derabanan, so he meant it's Pashas
Derabanan. The Ram would say that, yeah, it's a
mashka. Okay, fine. Yair, you wanna?
I just want to take Miles.
Miles?
Under, but I think
according to the Rash, which closest to the Rashi, if it's about normalcy, then now it's normal.
Good. Ron.
So that, and then the Ron, it's, that's ochel and liquid. I mean, they know, those, the fruits that we have now are still the fruits that
exactly, right, right. That's the pashtus. Pashtus is not compelling. Has Yechananya hit the correct pressure point? So let's just spell out the back and forth in the poskim. If you go with the shita number one, which is the shita of Rashi and Tosfos Rid, so they said that the koveya of the Issur D'oraisa is normalcy. If the koveya of the Issur D'oraisa is normalcy, then that should pashtus change with the times. If the if nowadays it becomes normal to squeeze apples for apple juice and orange for orange juice, so it should become an Issur D'oraisa nowadays. And this is the shita of Rabbi Yashiv. Rabbi Yashiv holds that squeezing just about everything nowadays is D'oraisa because it became normal. That's the shita of Rashi and the Tosfos Rid. On the other hand, if you go over to the shita of the Ran, so what was the Ran's koveya for the D'oraisa? It's about having a shem mashka, status of a liquid. Is your juice considered to be a liquid? Is the juice not considered to be a liquid? So as Yahir had said, pashtus is, it's going to follow, these fruits existed back in the day, and pashtus is there's a certain objective standard to what's called a liquid, what's not called a liquid, especially according to the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim is telling us that the kovei of the liquid is the seven mashkin, that the seven mashkin are called liquids, everything else is not called a liquid, that's not going to change with the times. So nowadays, if you squeeze out grapes, olives, anything that produces the seven mashkin, that would be deraisa. If water goes into kvashim and you squeeze out water, that might be deraisa. But everything else would still be derabanan. So a straightforward analysis of the shaila is that according to the Ran, it would not be deraisa. Hanani is pushing a pressure point, which is if it becomes normal nowadays, so maybe we could start changing what's called the liquid. That's a very fair pressure point to push. It's not the pashtus, but it's a debatable point. So that's issue number one, which is a major issue of Chlamaisa. As I say, Rabbi Yashiv is machmer in the Shaila. It seems to be that we're a little more mekel in the Shaila. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchus is mekel. And Rabbi Ribiat makes just a very, very good point, which is he just points out that all the poskim, even starting from the Shulchan Aruch, just talk about the dinim of the Gemara, of Zeisim Anovim, Kvashim and Shlakos, Rimodim, things like that. No one makes any indication of any change in society. So, you'd like to think that if the whole halachic system is up in the air, is in flux, that some kind of reference would be made in Shulchan Aruch, Nosei Kalim, something about depending on the norms. They don't do that. So it's very much mashma that it's not deraisa nowadays. Fine. So that is issue number one. Nafkimi number one. Yeah.
It's possible, more on what Hanani said, that if you would have gone back in the Talmudic times, it's hard to know if you would have found fresh strawberries and oranges and all that. Meaning the Prima Gadim is the most...
Mistabri.
If you use a Prima Gadim, then what I'm about to say doesn't get off the ground.
Right, right.
But if you don't use a Prima Gadim, you could say that the...
And Hanani, that's what I'm saying. There is a pressure point. Hanani, you're pushing a pressure point. I'm saying, pashtus is, according to the Rana, it would be the Rabbanan. But you can question that. You can question that. If you want to start arguing that, since it becomes much more normal, we should call it a liquid nowadays, and not assume like the Prima Gadim, there's a point there that could be pushed. But I'm giving a straightforward analysis. And there's good precedent, like I say, Rabbi Ribia points out in the back of the Sefer that it's just not brought down in any poskim. Like, you'd think that Shulchan Aruch, Ramah, those came up something, some kind of reference about the norms changing. All they do is bring down the dinim of the Gemara. If you go through Shein Chav, all you see is the rules in the Gemara, nothing about societal norms changing, nothing. So it's a pretty good rye that someone's got to be not deraisa, i.e. the Ran, that the Ran would be saying it's not deraisa. Fine. Nafkamina number two. Okay, our second Nafkamina is going to bring us into a very interesting contemporary issue that comes up in Hilchas Kiddush. So let's move over now to Hilchas Kiddush. The Gemara Arvei Pesachim tells us the ABC rules of Hilchas Kiddush, and we will just mention two of them. Rule number one for the Gemara on Kuf Hei Amabez is what's the minimum amount of wine you need in your cup, your Kiddush cup, to be Yotze Kiddush?
Revius,
good. So the minimum amount you need in any kosher bracha, says the Gemara, which the Rashbam says includes the Kiddush cup, is a revius. You have to have a minimum of revius in the Kiddush cup to be yotze. Halacha number two, Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph tells us, what's the minimum amount you have to drink from the Kiddush cup to be yotze? Malugmav, right. Malugmav is a sheikful, which is usually interchangeable with a rov revias. Most of revias is usually considered to be equivalent of a malugmav, which is a cheekful. So these are the two basic rules of Hilchos Kiddush. You need to have a revias in the Kiddush cup. You need to drink a minimum of a cheekful, which is rov of a revias. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Kiddush, in Reish Ayin Aleph, in Aruch Chaim. Sif Yud Aleph, Shulchan Aruch tells us, what's the minimum amount you need in a Kiddush cup? A revias. And Sif Yud Gimel, Shulchan Aruch tells us, what's the minimum amount you have to drink from the Kiddush cup? Malugma. So with that in mind, now that we are bekiyan in the ABC halachas of Hilchos Kiddush, the question becomes a certain practice in some societies to say Kiddush on schnapps. On Shabbos day, you take a one ounce shot glass of schnapps, and you say Kiddush on schnapps. Is there any validity for such a practice in light of the fact that it seems to violate all the rules? Rule number one, you need to have a revias in the Kiddush cup. The 1 ounce is significantly less than a revias. Rule number two is you need to drink a mele lugmav, a cheekful, which is rov revias. 1 ounce is not rov revias either. Revias is in 3.5, 4 ounce department. So 1 ounce does not make the cut for a rov revias even. So we just violated all the rules of Hilchos Kiddush. Is there any validity, any basis to validate the practice of Kiddush on schnapps? That's the issue that comes up. Yeah?
Maybe it's the fee alcohol content.
Okay, so it's, what do you mean? I mean not based on, when I say revias, I mean...
Wine has alcohol. In order to
time
the
mitzvah
Kiddush, you have to drink a percent, a certain amount in order to you get that alcohol. A shot, though, has way more alcohol, so therefore it's accomplished.
Okay, so we're going to have to we'll do show and tell also with alcohol. See how much you can handle. But, yeah. The truth of the matter is there's something similar to what you're saying. If you have time, we'll get to it. But let's, yeah. Sean?
Isn't there even more of a thing specifically with Kiddush Rabbah that it should be wine?
Okay, good. So let's get to Sean's point right now.
Also then Friday night.
Good. So I want to spell out Sean's point right now just to clarify things a little bit more. And then we'll come back to questions again. 1 second. Okay. So now the Mishavur points out in Reish Ayin Beis, which is sometimes called Ayin Reish Beis, because I don't want to say Ra'av, but we'll call it Reish Ayin Beis. In Reish Ayin Beis, so in Sif Katan Chav Zayin, excuse me, Mishavur points out that at the nighttime Kiddush, you should always be careful to use wine, because the nighttime Kiddush is Daraisa. The nighttime Kiddush is Daraisa. And when you're doing the din d'oraisa, you should be careful to use wine. But says the Mishnah Berurah that in Sif Katan Lamed there, that for the daytime Kiddush, which is the Rabbanan, you could use Yayin Saraf, you could use schnapps. It's okay for the daytime Kiddush. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, following the ABC rigid rules, the halacha, you have to follow all the dinim, which means you have to have a revias of schnapps in your cup, and you need to drink a mele lugmav. And hopefully you'll be sober to say Nach B'Bruch Aharon after that. But you have to drink a mele lugmav. You have to follow all the rules if you're saying Kiddush on schnapps. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. And again, the question now becomes, can we validate the practice that some people have to say Kiddush on schnapps? Now, just to put more up the ante a little bit, the Marsham brings down that the Chassidus HaGadolim were mikel on this issue. He brings out the Chassidus HaGadolim would say Kiddush on schnapps, on a 1 ounce shot glass of schnapps. So now we're not just questioning a practice that exists nowadays. We see now that there were real gedolim that did this practice, and now we really need to figure out if there's some kind of limud zchus that could be given for them. Yeah, Miles.
I once heard that there's, I don't know if it's a Yerushalmi, that says it's, what is it, Kibriyoso?
Okay. Yeah.
That it's
got to
be
a
shear.
Okay, we'll see if we have time to get there. So we're going over one. What is that? Okay, so we're going to, we'll see if we have time. I want to get through the quarter analysis. We're really over time here already. Yeah, Ali.
So according to Rashi, the Tosfos Arid that says that normalcy is able to change with the times. So over here, so this is considered a mashka. Mashka is considered 1 ounce.
Good.
So therefore,
we are heading in this direction, but I'm very way earlier than the setup right now. So I'll be very impressed. I'll be very impressed if he pulled this off before me setting this one up. Go for it though. What do you want to say?
Right, that's all I wanted to say. So according to that, so if you have a 1 ounce, so because we're matched with this as being a drink, So then therefore you should be able to make kiddush on it. You would have to see
that
the reason for
review. Okay, so let me do a little more setup. We're going to be heading. Yeah, Sean.
It depends on what the drink is, the right amount for the drink. Which is where it comes up in brachas, the share of how fast the drink is.
So let me give more info. We need more hardware to break this down. I just want to move. Okay, fine, go for it.
Also, schnapps is made out of like grain.
That's exactly where we're headed, also. So let's move along. So let's get moving. Okay, so there is an Eretz Tzvi. The Eretz Tzvi is written by a Magid Shir in Chochmei Lublin, pre-World War II. To be a Magid Shir is obviously a huge deal. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he comes up with a limud zchus for this practice. And this tshuva is very dear to me, because last time I said this over, so it was a few years ago to the alumni, I was giving a shiur on a Thursday night, and I said over this Eretz Tzvi. And that Shabbos, right after that Thursday night, Herschel Schachter came to Queens and he was speaking all over town. And my guys went to hear him, and he said over this Eretz Tzvi. Now it's 2 days later, so we were all very like Baruch Shekivanti. You know, it was a good Bar Malkum if he said it over. Okay, so what does Eretz Tzvi say? He says like this. He says that we know that in halacha we always have our two key measurements for all the different areas of halacha that have shiurim, which are the measurements of a revius and the measurements of a kezias. A revius is the shiur we use for liquids. A kezias is the shiur we use for solids. When you're doing a mitzvah with a liquid, doing kiddush, we need a revius. When you're doing mitzvahs with a solid, like matzah, you have to eat a kezias of matzah. Now, does anyone know what's bigger, a revius or a kezias? What? what is it? Yeah, so a revius is bigger than a kezias. It's substantially bigger than a kezias. The Mishnah Berurah says that in Reish Ayin Aleph, he says that a revius is a beitza or mechza, 1.5 eggs, whereas a kezias is half of an egg. So in other words, a kezias is 1/3 of a revius. A kezias is 1/3 of a revius. That's substantially smaller. So the Eretz Tzvi says like this. He says that when it comes to kiddush on wine, when we saw all these halachos that told us that you need a revius, Gemara Pesachim, the Shulchan Aruch, all these dinim that you need a revius, so that's talking about kiddush on wine, because wine is a liquid. Wine has the status of a liquid. Since it has the status of a liquid, we need to apply the rules of liquid, you need a revius. But says the Eretz Tzvi, when it comes to schnapps, so schnapps, as Elliot pointed out, is not derived from grapes, unless you're talking about brandy, but what?
Not vodka.
Right, so I said, unless you're talking about like brandy or certain specific forms of it, but typically he says it comes from grain or from sharp peros, and it's not coming from grapes. Therefore, says the Eretz Tzvi, I'm going to build up an argument to tell you that it's not called a liquid in halacha, it's called a solid in halacha. And if we call it a solid, we're going to apply the shear of a kezias. What is his basis to tell me that schnapps, which looks like a liquid, is called a solid? What's his basis to say this tremendous chiddush that we're going to have a different halacha for schnapps? Says the Eretz Tzvi from Hilchas Schita. So from Hilchas Schita, he wants to prove that schnapps have the status of a solid. So now, Eli, now you can step in. This is the setup, and now we need an analysis if you can be mechavin to his where he's headed now. Where is he headed from Hilchas Schita to bring me a raya that we're gonna treat schnapps as a solid and give it the shear of a kezias? Right, exactly, the Ran. He says that his raya is the shita of the Ran. The Ran had said, why is the Isra Shita the raya only applying to grapes and olives? Because only the juice that comes out of grapes and olives is called a liquid. But when it comes to other types of peros, the juice is not called a liquid, and that's why there's no Isra Shita. Says the Eretz Tzvi, if you're telling me that the juice from other types of peros is not called a liquid, that means that it is a solid. That means that it's part of the fruit itself. That was the whole lumness of the Ran. That when you squeeze out pomegranate juice or any other fruit, we don't view it as liquid that's coming from the solid. It's like you're cutting the pomegranate in half. It's like it's a piece of the pomegranate. It looks like a juice. It looks like a liquid. It just mushed the pomegranate. It has the din of a solid. Says there it's Tzvi, if it has the din of a solid, then we should apply the rules of a solid, the shear of a kezias. So if we now apply the shear of a kezias to schnapps, says the Eretz Tzvi, we can now validate our 1 ounce shot glass, because a kezias, we point that out, is 1/3 the size of a revius. And furthermore, says the Eretz Tzvi, when it comes to the daytime Kiddush is the Rabbanan, we could be even more makel on the Shirim of the Kazayas. We're always more makel on the Rabbanan than on the Raisas. On Pesach night, if you open up your Shirim books, you'll see that they say you'd have to be more achmir on, you know, the Maror, or this than that, you know, the first matzah than the second matzah, because depending on if you're doing the mitzvah the Raisa of matzah or the Rabbanan of matzah, we'll have different Shirim. So the same thing over here, says the Eretz Tzvi. If the daytime Kiddush is the Rabbanan, we could be even more makel on the Shirim. We can say 1/3 of the beitzah is a kazayas, and that's how we can validate the practice to say kiddush on schnapps. That is his limud zchus for this practice. Go for it.
The only issue is if we hold like the Ran. What if we hold?
Exactly.
Like the
okay, fine. So, exactly. So as Miles is pointing out, so how can we rebut this heter the Eretz Tzvi? And he himself is just being malam zchus. What would be the argument against it? The argument against it would be the sheet of Rashi and Tosfos Rit. See. It's true that the Ran in Hilchas Chita was telling us his whole Shita was based on saying that the juice of other liquids is not called other fruits is not called the liquid in Halacha, but we don't see that in Rashi and the Tosas Rid, because Rashi and Tosas Rid had said their reason for the heter of Schita Midaraisa by other types of fruits wasn't because it's not called the liquid. Maybe it is called a liquid. All juices are called liquids. Oil is called a liquid. Wine is a liquid. Pomegranate juice, schnapps is a liquid. It's all a liquid. The reason the Isra Shechita doesn't apply is because it's not normal. There's a separate reason why it's not an Isra Shechita. It's not normal. Since it's not normal, it's mutter. But who said it's not called a liquid? Of course, schnapps is a liquid. It looks like a liquid. It tastes like a liquid. It's a liquid. If it's a liquid, you need the shear of a kezias. So this is nafkamina number two. The second nafkamina is, during the Shabbos daytime Kiddush, is there a heter we can come up with to be matter saying Kiddush on a 1 ounce shot glass of schnapps? It depends on Rashi versus the Ran. Working with the sheet of Rashi, the heter of the Eretz Tzvi would not exist. We cannot tell, you know, there's no precedent to say that schnapps are not called a liquid. We would treat them as a liquid in halacha, in which case we need a revius. Whereas according to the Ran, if the Ran is, his whole premise for the Isra Shechita is that we treat the juice of other fruits not as a liquid, but as a solid, as part of the fruit itself, then we should apply the shir of a kazayas, says the Eretz Tzvi, and we can permit saying kiddush on schnapps. Yeah. Chananit. Okay, go for it.
So the Mishnah Brura, who said that you need a revius of schnapps.
Yeah.
What do you hold like Rashi or something?
Well, so the Eretz Tzvi is still saying a tremendous chiddush. I mean, there's a second way of attacking the heter of the Eretz Tzvi. Anyone want to think of another way of attacking the heter of the Eretz Tzvi? Okay, so you have to be careful because you can say kiddush on bread. See, Shalom's making a good point. He's saying, wait a second. How are you telling me that I'm making kiddush on schnapps, which is called a solid? Can you make kiddush on a solid? That's a good question. The answer is you can make kiddush on bread.
You don't have to eat enough bread. You can't.
Yeah, you have to eat a kazayas. You have to eat enough. So you're drinking kazayas and schnapps.
So you're going
to
consider this schnapps as a piece of bread?
No. But Shalom's asking a good question. Shalom's asking... the whole lumness of Eretz Tzvi is that it's called a solid. Can you make kiddush on a solid? Don't you need a liquid? So Rav Nevinzel points this out. Thanks to Yair Adler who bought this for me. The whole chevra. Rav Nevinzel points out that we have a precedent for taking kiddush on solids from bread. So that's a good question, but it's a good answer. Yeah.
Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch or Mishnah Berurah, I don't remember which one, say that if that's only as like a last resort? You should use wine if you don't have wine.
For bread, yeah, of course. Okay, so it's a good question. So Reish and Beis are these issues, but I guess...
I'm saying, can't you use that to argue the Eretz Tzvi? You're supposed to only use schnapps if you have a lack of...
So you have to... If you go through Reish and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah is okay with schnapps. He's perfectly fine with schnapps for the daytime Kiddush. He just says you got to follow the rules. Revius and Malalugmov. He's not willing to break those rules. Fine, let me just finish up. There's a tremendous chiddush la'alacha that comes out of this Eretz Tzvi. If you would rely on this Eretz Tzvi, which don't try this at home, it's not recommended, but if you do want to, but at least the Malam is chus and somebody does do it. If you rely on the Eretz Tzvi, there's an unbelievable chiddush la'alacha that will come out, which is that if a person would say kiddush and schnapps, they should be reciting a bracha achrona. It's an unbelievable chiddush. Typically on liquids, there's a much higher shear for bracha achrona. You know, a revius, let's say. If you have 1 ounce of a liquid, you're not saying a bracha achrona. But if the whole lumdis for why you're telling me that you say kiddush and schnapps is because it's called a solid, then it should come out that you should say a bracha achrona on the 1 ounce of schnapps. That would be an unbelievable chiddush lahalacha. You know, like I say, don't try this at home. Halacha maisa, it's strongly recommended to just take a revius of it, and if you really need to, just pour it off to other people. lechachila, the person saying kiddush should drink the malugmav. But if you need to, you pour it off to other people, you can divide up the malugmav. So that's really what should be done. Halach l'maisa. I guess unless it's Purim this year, right? Last year in Purim, I think people were mekayim the kiddush and schnapps, the kehilchas with the revius. But fine. There's another heta I'll just quickly mention, which Shalom pointed out, which guys were referencing. The Marsham wants to build up a second heta for kiddush and schnapps based on a taz. There's a taz that says that the shirim for bracha achrona changes for yayin saraf, that schnapps have a different shir for bracha achrona since they're drunk in a different quantity. The quantity of schnapps, you drink them in a lesser quantity than typical drinks, so maybe they should have a different shir for bracha achrona. And again, the Marsham says, okay, so once we say schnapps are different, so let's also say schnapps are different when it comes to kiddush, that just like you drink it slower, so you need less for bracha achrona, so if you drink it slower, you need less for hilchas kiddush. Now, there's an explicit mishabur against this as well, which is in Hilchas Pesach. Anyone who did a Halacha Seder will have seen that the mishabur in Hilchas Pesach from the Halacha Seder says explicitly not like this also. He says, I don't care how strong the wine is, Chazal don't make changes in their shiurim, you always have a uniform shiur. So that's what I'm saying. This is all Torah's Limud Zchus, but Halacha L'maisa, don't try this at home. Shkayach. Thank you.